So I'm here with Rebecca Laszlo from the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Zach. It's good to be here.
So what is it that you do for SQL Server?
Well, I am a principal program manager in SQL Server, and I'm organizationally in this central services team, which means I don't belong to any one particular component in the product, but I'm in the team that does things for the entire box, so all the components, all of the testing, infrastructure kinds of activities. My particular role and responsibility over the last year or more has been to drive application compatibility and upgrade experience goals for the product.
Which is really important. So what sort of things have we done, and what sort of resources are available for people?
Well, I'll start off with your first question in terms of what we've done. Because
sure.
It is fair to say that 1,000 people in SQL Server are diligently trying to make sure the next release is compatible with applications running on the previous releases. But everyone is working in their component or a particular bug fix or a particular major feature improvement that they're putting into the product. So my job is sort of to sit above all that, try to connect the dots, and guide people to do the right thing so that we do it from a global standpoint in terms of the entire product. So, for example, we have a functioning backward compatibility council within SQL Server that's been established for more than a year and a half, maybe close to 2 years solid. And when there is a change being proposed for the product that might have some sort of customer visible impact,
okay,
and actually change the behavior of the product, which could, of course, improve an application, but it could also break an application.
Right.
We ask the developers to come to that council and discuss the change and the reasons for it and how significant it is, how likely it is that an application could be broken or altered in some fashion. And we actually make decisions about whether to allow that change to go into the product.
Okay.
So we have actually turned down quite a lot of those requests. For example, if the request was to re-architect something just because somebody has found a better way to architect it, but it breaks applications that use the old architecture,
right,
we'll say no. We might agree to let them create their new architecture, but they must also maintain the old one for, you know, our deprecation policy, which is generally 2 releases of the product. So basically,
right,
we say, you still have to support the original architecture. If you want to design it more beautifully in the future, go ahead, but you still have to maintain support for our customers.
Okay.
So we did find some gaps in the process. We were a little late in getting our full cluster upgrade scenarios into the release.
Right.
As everyone is familiar, we had all these community technology previews leading up to the release of the product.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't actually have all of the cluster upgrade scenarios in the CTPs, so customers didn't have a chance to play with them and give us feedback for us to react to and fix any problems that they found.
Sure.
So we did find that we had not, we had done all of our internal testing. In fact, we did a massive amount of internal testing and automated testing, which we had never done previously with cluster.
Uh-huh.
But we knew we needed something more robust. Like, we needed testing that wasn't in our pristine test environments, but rather in a non-pristine, real-life customer environment.
So, right.
So I realized this. In my role, it was not a hard sell because everyone else agreed that this was a lacking, that we needed to do something special.
Okay.
So we actually did something we had not done before. We created a road team. We sent out a pair of people out to customer sites. And we chose like 16 of them, mostly,
okay,
in the U.S., but also in Europe. And with our team, with a developer who knew cluster upgrade, and with a customer support engineer,
okay,
who was also expert in supporting customers with clustered SQL servers.
Right.
So we had a pair of people, a developer and a support engineer, go out to the customer site in their test environment on a cluster and watch them or help them do an actual cluster upgrade test of real applications on a real test server with all the dirty stuff that they might put on it. You know, they might have, you know, antivirus running, other applications running.
Sure.
They could have SharePoint on the server. Just however they would normally upgrade, let's take this pre-release build and see if the upgrade works. And in doing so, we actually, well, first of all, we validated certain things worked really well. We also did find some important bugs in the product, and we had a chance to fix them. It was one of the last things fixed in the product before we released. So now I was able to sort of put my sort of stamp of, yes, we're ready to release this product from an app compat standpoint,
uh-huh,
including for cluster upgrade. So,
cool. It sounds like that could almost be something that we'd consider for other features, just that experience of people going actually onto customer sites with the new features. So mm-hmm. was that sort of a positive experience for the people involved?
It was so incredibly positive. It had a lot of virtuous features. It had a lot of cascading features. For one thing, it meant our support engineers who work closest with customers on the really high-end issues, they got to work one-on-one with a developer in a customer site, so there was a massive acceleration
right.
of their readiness and our, shall we say, sensitivity to what a support engineer and a customer faces when they
right.
don't know what happened and that type of thing. But basically, I think we'll use this as one additional tool beyond those we've used before in the future. The team I'm a part of within Central Services is a group called Customer Partner Community.
Okay.
I think that's the name we're going to go with. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue, but it does actually explain what we're trying to do. We want to make sure customers, partners, and the community are as deeply involved in this product development as possible, including the quality validation at the end. So I think that we are in fact planning to add this in our quiver of tools, because we already do things like our TAP program, the technology
right.
Technology adoption program,
right.
where customers deploy pre-release product in production
uh-huh.
And absolutely verify that it meets their workloads and reliability and
right.
functionality needs. So we're already doing that. We're already doing other, design reviews and things like that. But I think doing these trips, we go actually out to a customer site and test some major feature improvement is a good thing. So this time we did it for cluster upgrades. So I bet we do it for several next go-round.
Cool. So in SQL Server 2008, what are some of the things that people might notice when it comes to the app compat story or some particular features that we've implemented? Mm. So,
well, I think to answer your question, I think I'd like to focus on the fact that we do have tools out there that people can use to test their applications. Because we did do our very best to make the SQL 2008 as compatible as possible with existing applications. But there are differences. They are not the same product.
Right.
There were changes that we deliberately chose to do.
Uh-huh.
So if you are a developer and your application runs on SQL 2000 or SQL 2005 and you're saying, oh, I want to have access to all the new things in 2008, I wonder if it'll break my application.
Right.
Then it is worth looking into that. So
right.
we did ship some tools. These are not new tools. People who are familiar with some past version of these tools will find it very similar. But we have a application testing methodology that works very nicely, particularly for the engine
uh-huh.
Portions of an application, where they can run the upgrade advisor, which is a standalone tool that ships the feature pack with SQL Server 2008
uh-huh.
that has various rules for the BI components and the engine components and so forth to see if they can run that through their app and any scripts and so forth and see if there's been any changes that would affect their application and trigger any rules notifications.
So Upgrade Advisor is more of looking at the stored procedures that you have and looking at the application in a non-running state. Is that sort of
I guess you would say the static objects and code of the application. And then we have this other tool that is available through a third party, through Scalability Experts. It's
uh-huh.
called Upgrade Assistant. So there's Upgrade Advisor, which is a SQL Server thing, and an Upgrade Assistant that Scalability Experts has available, freely downloadable on their website, that actually takes a replay, profiler replay of a running system with all the T-SQL that comes flowing through the engine, and it has a methodology for replaying that in the original SQL Server version, and then replaying it on the new SQL 2008, and then a little report viewer that can see side by side, did you get exact same results, and if you had any differences, what were those differences, and
right.
were those differences attributed, therefore, to a compatibility, mismatch?
Sure. Right? So with Upgrade Assistant, Upgrade Advisor is the one where you can run on your system first and see if you have anything that we can tell in a non-running state if broken is broken.
Correct.
And then Upgrade Assistant, someone can run a workload and capture that results and then run a workload in 2008 and see the difference, basically compare them.
Correct.
So sort of as the running application, are things different?
Yes, and if they don't see a difference, then that gives them that much more confidence that when they do the upgrade, that things will work after the upgrade the way they worked before the upgrade. The
cool.
Upgrade Assistant, the upgrade advisor tool shipping with SQL Server is actually from the installation menu. There's the opportunity to run upgrade as advisor from there. But
great.
The upgrade assistant has to be pulled from a third-party website.
Okay.
Oh, I should mention, if it's easy to get to, there is a place to find reference to that tool.
Okay.
Its methodology.
Are there some other resources that you want to show us in terms of the whole app compat and upgrade experience that people should know about in terms of web resources and that sort of thing?
Well, Microsoft.com/SQL is going to be the repository for a lot of information. SQLcat.com has
uh-huh.
a lot of best practices stuff. What I wanted to show you, actually, is this particular page. Many people don't yet know about this, but Microsoft Connect, which is connect.microsoft.com, is actually the main way that the community or customers should interact with SQL Server, including filing bugs or suggestions on Connect. You know, a lot of people who know someone in SQL Server may choose, may write their buddy in SQL, hey, I think here's my suggestion for you guys.
Right.
But then they should always follow up in Connect to post their suggestion from here.
And their responsible buddy will tell them to go to Connect and file the bug, right? Counterpart should encourage everyone to use Connect as well.
And the reason they should do that, and the reason that's important, is because everyone in SQL development is accountable to close the loop eventually on anything that's been submitted to us.
Right.
So even if you don't hear back for a while, it has not been lost because it flows into our incident tracking system.
Right.
And so that is the preferred way to do it. So I wanted to show that this homepage will change, you know, frequently. And today it is new because we RTM'd yesterday.
Yep.
And so now it has proudly all sorts of links to the product on this page. So it's at connect.microsoft.com/SQL Server. But rolling down, there's all sorts of other useful links. And the one I wanted to draw your attention to is the one that says, test your applications on SQL Server 2008.
Yep.
That's sort of my page off of here, off of Connect. It's just a subpage underneath the SQL Connect. And it has a very simple structure. Learn, test, and report in feedback.
Uh-huh.
And it actually describes the methodology. You can find a link to scalability experts so you can get the tool that we mentioned, the upgrade assistant, and, of course, the setup upgrade. Wizards have the pointers to the upgrade advisor and so forth. But what I wanted to show is that if one of our customers or partners tests their application with SQL 2008 and says, yay, verily, it worked, it's fully compatible, or no, I'm sorry, there were some compatibility problems.
Right.
You can report either of those situations to us if you feel like it, because we would like that to hear back. Actually hoping most people will say, yeah, I tested my 10 applications, all 10 of them were green, they worked out fine, but there is a chance that there was a compatibility problem, and if so, we have this survey called the SQL Server App Compat Testing Results Survey, where somebody can actually, you know, basically self-report what their results were.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to, it's a lengthy survey. It takes like 10 minutes to fill it out, so it's not that trivial.
Right.
But I wanted to, but it's self-explanatory, although it is in English only at the moment.
Okay.
I apologize for that. But what I wanted to show potentially is what we would do with that. Let's say that you, Zach, were testing an app in 6 months from now, and you found that there was some sort of issue, you had something with a T-SQL change and caused you to have to make a code change.
Hopefully I'd be testing my app tomorrow since SQL's launched yesterday, right? Not
That's
six
right.
months from now, but...
But I wanted to say 6 months from now because for anyone viewing this this talk or this discussion, if it's 6 months from today, if it's next year, we would still be able to use this information.
Okay.
Okay? Because not everybody goes the day after we RTM to do their testing. There are times when they do it later. But this is ready for today.
Okay.
And on my end, I can see the results of the survey and a couple of graphs, and then I can drill down into, I can select things, I can find, I can select the rows where somebody did report that they had a compatibility issue versus they had none. Now, this is a pretty color-coded graph, and it's based, of course, on Reporting Services 2008.
Yep.
But, I lost my mouse, so there it is. But you can see that there is green and light green, and then descending into red for the numbers of people who report back, oh, I had absolute green, I had no problems, everything was fully compatible, I didn't have to change a thing.
Right.
And then to red means, oh, I had to do some extensive code changes because
right.
it really wasn't that compatible. and then other in gray. And they can actually select, you know, where are the areas of the issues. So, Zach, if tomorrow you were to test your app with SQL 2008 with the fresh download you did, and you said you had no issues, you could choose that there were no issues encountered. But if you did have an issue, and you said so, and you could say how serious it was, you could actually choose that maybe it was a language change, a transact SQL change. And then it would show up, it would pop up, and then later on, I can go to the component team that's responsible for the T-SQL language,
right,
and show them what our customers have been saying about what's been breaking them.
Yeah. You know? So from my perspective, it looks like it's a holistic thing for us. You know, we've built the tools and done our best to make the experience a good one. We are encouraging our customers to build that relationship with us through Connect and sort of verifying how the whole loop works and that it's not lost effort on their part. The survey is long, but it will help us improve the product and help their issues with the product actually get resolved. We've talked to a number of PMs and testers and developers who are all referencing Connect, and they're like, that's what I do, is I go into Connect and I see what customers are saying and what's going on. So it's good stuff. There's another thing on here, Rebecca, that you showed from your test page. Could we go back to that? Because it's an important one that I...
my test page.
Yeah, so from Connect.
Yes, oh, yes.
So one thing I think is really helpful, if I'm a customer and I'm going to try and upgrade, is you mentioned all these tools and our methodology.
Mm-hmm.
Through that top link, people can actually get that learning, and they can go to there and they can view screencasts of people showing that methodology and how those tools work and everything, right? Is that...
Well, there's like hours of of training here. So
right.
People can understand, and it's not, obviously not limited to application compatibility, but also the great new features and how and when to use them.
Right.
Yeah.
But the app compat thing, I think, you know, listening to us talk about the tools is one thing. You sort of get a feel for it, but in here they can see demos of how they work, and they can actually build some trust and that sort of level of knowledge to get that confidence. So, cool.
And they're very much on demand whenever they're ready to investigate it. It's there for them.
Right. So SQL Server shipped yesterday. You excited? Okay. How's it feel?
Man, it was a fun day in the building yesterday. We had parties. We had champagne. There was cakes. There were photographs taken, and our VP spray painted his hair orange.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we're pretty proud of this release. And, well, I just hope everyone likes it as much as we do, and that that we'll use it, continuing the foundation, continue to evolve SQL Server and the directions we have, which include an even easier upgrade experience and all sorts of things so that people can take advantage of the great new features and bring forward all their servers and older versions of SQL Server up to the newest version.
Great. Well, thanks, Rebecca.
Zach, thanks a lot.